Bring in more revenue while saving money and differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack vying to win those guests by becoming more environmentally friendly. We will show you how easy it is and how cheap it can be, if not free, and share all the opportunities available. So join us each week as we take another step along the green path. That's one more step to differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Green Path Podcast. Today, we're not going to talk about the S word. Today, we'll discuss another S word, two, in fact. The words smart and savings. We have monitors that will be the eyes on our properties and your ears too. But what about a brain for your property? Today, our interview is all about making your property smart and saving money. Yes, we all know how troublesome owners can be, but if you could present a way of saving 32% on their outgoings, what will they think of you now? And you don't need to be smart to have a smart property. It's easy, but enough of the teasing. We're about to find out how we can do this. Today, my guest is Suzanne from Resi Central. Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm great. And Happy New Year, if I'm still able to say that.
Oh, yeah. I think Happy New Year lasts all of January. Oh, it'll last day.
That's what I thought. I've got 1 day left. So Happy New Year, Deborah.
And to you too, Suzanne. Lovely to catch up with you finally. We've had a few pushbacks, but here we are. Thank you very much for joining me today and thanks for your time. Suzanne, I always like to start an episode with, how did your Green Path journey start? Are you on a Green Path journey or you just saw a job ad and thought, yeah, I like the sounds of this?
I'll be honest, I have probably been that person who's been a bit over the top about the recycling and conscious about energy, probably from a young age. And I don't want to say blame, but probably appreciate my parents being from a much older generation and always worrying about the cost of everything. And then over probably the last 20 years, I remember at school being quite attached to the whole global warming and everybody kind of making a mockery of it and going, oh, it's not true. And now suddenly everywhere it is about that. And for me, I've worked for some really great real estate developers, including Berkeley Homes, and they had a massive vision. And at the time I was there some 10 years ago, it was Vision 2020. And for them, it was about actually building sustainable communities. And they spent a lot of time thinking about the reuse of rainwater, for instance, or actually the makeup of their buildings. And for me, it always stuck in my head about it needs to start at building level. You know, and then there's this educational piece. So for me, over the last 3 years, I've got involved very much in kind of the tech side of property rather than necessarily the sales side. And when I met the founder, James Bird of Resi Central, 2 years ago, actually, it really intrigued me that actually it's advanced that much. And it just shows that you don't know what's going on. And when you talk about the brain of these properties, actually how things can be a lot smarter than you think, but without you having to be the one necessarily knowing the tech side to it. So for me, there was ongoing conversations, but it resonated with me that actually, if we can help educate people through smart technology, but without making it quite daunting, Deborah, which I think a lot of people go, oh, what is this? How's it going to work? Do I have to be the smartest person? And how am I actually going to run these systems? And I think that's the fear. Whereas, as you say, the brain of the system, if it can do it for you, feels like a no-brainer, but actually helping the environment.
It's almost like, okay, where do you start? How do I fit it in? What do I do? What do I have to know about it? So let's start at the beginning. You have one sensor that does a lot of things, that brain, Resi Air, I believe it's called.
Correct.
Can you explain Resi Air?
So for us, it's the hub of the system. What we'd never wanted to do was end up having a property full of devices. Number one, someone's got to manage it all. And quite often people are looking at tech stacks, right? We need one to be, as you say, the eyes, one to be the ears, one to do this and that. So James's whole philosophy was actually, why can't there be one unit with it all in? But what we want to do is we don't want to just use data sets, right? Because all we're doing is saying to someone, probably some of the stuff they already know. And I know that sounds really silly, but you could say to someone, if you've got cigarette smoke in a room, this bad air quality. Or you can say, you know, if it's really hot, they probably whack the heating up 30. But it was more the intelligence behind actually using those data points and creating what we call smart rules and automations. So for us, it's having one hub, which is very small, having everything within it, but then taking people on a journey which actually increases operational efficiency. So for us, and I'll let you kind of quiz me on it, but for us, it was about taking data sets and creating what we call either instant actions, where the device takes over something within the property, or actual instant alerts, where actually human interactions needed. And that's where we kind of define ourselves that actually data used to be king, whereas for us now, it's data is king if it enables an action.
Okay. Let's start off with, well, just quickly, what are the different sensors that what are the things that it can detect? And then we'll just zoom in on a couple of things and exactly what the smart rules can be that a property manager would be really interested in.
So first of all, we look at temperature, and we look at actually the room temperature. We take then a reading off a thermostat, and also we use the outdoor temperature. So for us, it's three sets of data, which people probably think, well, that's way too much. And we're saying, well, no, because actually the thermostat's on 23, but the temperature in the property is 30, and the outdoor temperature is 40. You could say actually it's a really hot day and you've got solar gain, or it could be vice versa, that it's not very warm in there, the thermostat is on 30, so is there poor insulation? So for us,
Oh,
it's the
wow.
whole factors that we're looking at, not just, and this is the smart part. We then look at humidity, because it's great to know humidity levels, because actually we look at health risk. So then we start combining the calculations. So we look at, for instance, temperature and humidity, and we know that the parameters, if the two of them correlate on certain ones, mold growth is likely to start. So that's where we're kind of looking at where the sensor data comes in, but actually, what does it really mean? We
Can I
then
stop
look
you?
at,
Can I ask you
yeah,
one
of course you
question
can.
there?
Of course
So
you can.
if you're looking at temperature and humidity as a property manager, I don't know about the combination of those two that will create mold. Will the brain tell me that this is at a level that, okay,
Yes.
it's going to start?
Yes, it will say to you day five, if the temperature is consistently 25 degrees and over and humidity is at 60% and over, at that point is when mold spurs start to grow. So that's when we say it would be human interaction, that someone needs to go up there and go, is there enough ventilation in there? What's going on? Because actually there's a risk to the property, but also to the person staying there.
Fantastic. So the brain is actually sending the message out to for the action. Oh, great.
Absolutely. So then we're
Fantastic.
looking at noise, but not, we don't want to listen in. We've got no interest in that. We're not a micro, we're not Alexa. What we are doing is sampling. So we're actually looking at those sound levels and translating them into decibels. So we want to know is actually, is there somebody in the property who shouldn't be, or actually is the noise levels above a peak that actually could affect the community, right? Because actually what's counted as a disturbance or not. We then look at the parameters of indoor air quality, which is super important. And we're the only business who actually does it. We track it with the UK government index. And when we talk about air quality, it's deemed that only 10% of our time as humans is actually spent outside, which I know everyone goes, that can't be. But if you think about inside as inside transport, inside a shop, inside an office, or inside your home, and people often go, wow, isn't it polluted outside in certain areas? But what about your own property, right? So we are then looking at the nature of actually ventilation, perhaps loads of stuff being cooked, which has got high levels of oils in them, right? How it can affect your health. It could even be cleaning products that, in hospitality, we should all be using sustainable products. But actually, if somebody's going in with some really harsh chemicals and bleach, that's what your guests are breathing in, right? So we like to bring that to the forefront and actually recommend, again, alerts on that to say it's highly polluted. You need to go and check what's going on. And it could even be cigarette smoke, marijuana, whatever it may be, but looking at that. But the last part of the sensor, which is probably the main power of the brain behind this, is actually occupancy detection. So we're looking at a combination of microwave waves and radar, which then have between a 3 and 6 meter radius. So we actually know if someone's within the property, Deborah. So you've got all these kind of data points, but the next thing to go with is somebody there or not? Because if they are, and then you've got certain factors, we know what needs to instantly happen. Or if they're not there, we also know who needs to be alerted. So yeah, that's in a nutshell the sensors within the main resi air.
Okay, I'm just going to jump ahead. So, in terms of this brain, can it? Oh, hang on a second. Can you connect it up to a PMS, or will it know when there is not supposed to be anyone there? So then he will alert you if there is sound or occupancy when in between bookings.
Absolutely. Right. So the brain is so clever that what it wants to look at is not just when guests are in situ, it's when you have void. And I think a lot of the devices at the moment are very set on when somebody is there. Whereas for us, actually, it's both ends. So what we do is simply take iCal information from the PMS system. So then we can then create these smart automations and rules off of the back of your check-in and check-out details. So sake of argument, Deborah, your check-in time is normally 3 o'clock and your check-out's 11. So we know when a guest arrives at 3 o'clock, let's say the outdoor temperature is -3 in the winter, and actually they're not arriving till 5, so it's dark. Well, we can create a rule which says if that's the check-in details, turn on the lights half an hour beforehand, so a warm welcome. Also adjust the heating to 21 degrees. So when they walk in, they instantly think, wow, this is fabulous, right? I've come into a warm, cozy feeling property. And within that, then you've got that. Vice versa, it's checkout time, okay? They're meant to check out at 11 a.m. Actually, someone within the operational team will be able to check if they've actually left or not. So let's say you've got cleaners geared up or something like that, because there's still occupancy detected. But also, you've got the ability to then shut things off. So you can go, okay, checkout's meant to be at 11 o'clock. Okay, well, after they've checked out, I don't have a booking for a week. So you know what? It is winter. I want to take that temperature gauge down to 9 degrees on a frost setting, right? If they've left any lights on, we're going to make sure that the system overrides and turns everything off. And that's really the beauty, Deborah, of the occupancy detection, that all of the rules are based on is somebody there or not. If they are in stay, so they are a guest, actually we'll set parameters which don't affect their comfort. If, however, it is void, we know there's some hard and fast rules that say either we need to send an immediate alert to let them know could be a leak or something's been I don't know, left unclean, or there's something weird going on with humidity levels, or vice versa. They are there, so let's just make sure we drop it down a bit because they've gone out for 3 hours and they don't need their heating on 21 degrees whilst they're out.
Amazing. So there's still so many questions. So the thing is, there's a dashboard where all of this information is. Is it also on an app? So for property managers away from the desk. So, okay, can you explain? So this is where you create the rules. This is where all the data is coming in. And for each
Yes.
property, you've got the iCal link, you set your own rules. It can be different for every property, I imagine, but well, they can be, but I'm assuming they're not going to be.
You would hope not. It'd be a very complicated. So when it comes to the dashboard, I guess a lot of people think of the dashboard that you've then got to have a team of people looking at it all the time, right? So I log into my dashboard this morning, or it could be 24 hours a day because I've got evening staff and daytime staff, and because I've gone out, I need it on my phone. We actually disagree with that because we think we've actually created an operational inefficiency, okay? Because it means you've got to have someone looking at it. For us, the platform is somewhere where you create your templates. So let's say that you've got six different buildings, all slightly different price points. It could be different parameters that you want to give your guests. So we, for instance, we allow certain heating levels that we would say a maximum of 21 degrees. Your guests can't go above that. It'll keep reverting down. If no occupancy is detected, it would drop down to, it could be 16 degrees after the first hour and then drop to 9 if it's 2 or 3 hours. You've got all these kind of parameters. But because the system's doing it itself, you don't need to be in there. So this is what we say about these smart actions. So you're going in and physically going, right, these are the rules based on my guests or actually the end user, because it could be someone who lives there. It could be a long let. It could be built to rent. It could be short-term rentals. The other part of the platform is actually the data and reporting, Deborah. So what we want is you to have the opportunity that if you need to pull data, i.e. operational efficiencies, the fact you have all your meter readings live within there. So instead of someone going around once a month taking all the meter
Oh my
readings,
God, yeah.
which is actually a massive task that most companies do, they get the bill in, then somebody else has got to go out, but it's too late, Deborah, because what's happened is you could have had 3 or 4 guests within the month or within the quarter or half year. You don't know what usage has been used within those time periods to number one, know if it should be within a fair usage or actually if you should have addressed an issue at the time. But it's all there. So again, an alert would be sent to you to check the portal if you've got excessive electric use. If then you needed to go in, you've got all your reporting. So you can look at it live. You can look at it in the last hour, all the way up to 24 months. So for us, the platform is I go in there to create my rules, fabulous, or I go in there to actually look at what the data's showing me off of the back of some of the alerts. And I guess the last bit is the operational, because what we really love is you can actually triage from a distance. So if you have got a guest in situ and they're sitting there going, my boiler's not working, common one, or my air conditioner, whatever it may be, they often get on the phone, you run them through a few bits and pieces, and often someone has to go out. The guest isn't happy because they're waiting maybe 2 or 3 hours, because guess what? They're not the only one, Deborah. So they're sitting there waiting, but actually the first point of call would be able to look on the system, because you can actually tell if the boiler or the heating's on or off. You can tell what is set up, and it might be, well, actually, I can tell you came back into the property an hour ago through occupancy detection. So it's smart again. I can tell you put the thermostat up to 21, and when you came in, it was 18, and currently it's on 19. So we know within the next hour it will then be at that heightened temperature. Or actually, we can tell on the lights that that circuit actually isn't turning on and off. So if you go to the fuse board,
Oh yeah, yep.
so that's what we're using the platform for, rather than something you're stuck in front of. And then the nice thing is these alerts come out through text messages or emails. So you can instantly be contacted. But again, you set the schedule of what you want. Is that a red alert, an amber, or a green? So whether it's information or you to actually interact.
That is amazing. It is a brain, and it does just send out notifications to alert you to do something. Otherwise, it is almost like a set and forget.
What's the point? And that was the whole thing with James. He wanted to create something that had an instant impact, and it got divided down the middle. Number one, first of all, if the device can actually do something, i.e., turn the heating down because nobody's there, or turn it off because there's no booking, it's instantly done. Someone's not having to go out and do it. Or actually, if we think that human interaction is actually needed, then alert can do. So for us, it's the double pronged attack on that.
Yes. Okay, here's the big question, and here's the you don't have to be smart to have a smart property. Everyone's going to be going, but how does it work? How do you install it? Now, as I've seen on your website, you don't have to worry about that. You look after it, correct?
Correct. Where we differ is that we are an end-to-end solution. We are not off the shelf. You can't go online and go, oh, I have two or three of these, and kind of go around your property and put them up. We don't do battery power devices, or we've got a few.
Oop, you've just lo wait, hold on a minute. I've just lost your sound. Oh, are you coming back? Keep
I'm
talking.
back.
Oh, you're back.
I'm
Yep,
back.
yep, yep. Okay, not battery operated. Yep.
So what we want to do is make sure that we give you an end-to-end solution that works for you and also doesn't cause you a maintenance issue. So what we do is also we're very conscious about our own ESG strategy. So what we do is we will talk to you as a client, we will work through your property, the floor plans, your heating system, we will put you through a personalized quote because we want to make sure it needs to do what you need it to achieve, and it has to have the return on investment. Once we've got all those details in, what we can do is arrange for everything to be pre-configurated, our end, already done, and then sent out to you in a box delivery, completely labelled up for your own electrician to fit. So we'll literally say where within which room needs to be fitted, and also the connection details. The two things we need is Wi-Fi and also power. Now, if you don't have your own electrician, which you may not have, what we do is we do have a whole network of local installers, because with our ESG, number one, we don't want our team travelling across the country. But secondly, we want to encourage local businesses to have the opportunity of local work, Deborah. But for
Yes.
us, it's very much you're not clicking it, putting in your basket and checking out, and then we're out of the picture. We are
Yeah.
there to assist you the whole way.
Yeah. Because the thing is, so first of all, you only supply for the UK. Is that correct?
Nope, that's
Oh,
not.
good.
Nope. We are having quite a few conversations in America, over in Spain, in Germany. So, no, we are very open to it. We
Fantastic.
can do that. It's just having those localized conversations and making sure we've got installers there.
Yeah, okay, great. Now, so then, I mean, I'm not smart about all of this stuff, but in terms of heating and boilers and lighting and what have you, does it matter the different kinds? Your equipment and bits and pieces will suit any system.
Generally speaking, yes. So what we do is we make sure, though, we go through all of the details, because what we don't want to do is intrude on perhaps if there's a very advanced BMS system, which some buildings do have. But the majority of our work is retrofit. And so we're very used to having a whole combination. You know, some of the properties we have are fully on air conditioning on call the whole time, depending on where they are in the world. The other side, we've got more traditional wet systems, a HVAC. We've got air source heat pumps. So no, for us, we jump on that call with you, and we can pretty much find a solution that works. And if we can't, we're quite honest about it. For us, it has to be a sustainable solution, not something that you put in which gives you no benefit.
And again, that the magic of I can turn the light switch on from my phone, without breaking down, cable ducts, cable tracks. You can do that wirelessly.
So what we do is we do have the ability, yes, we have small tiny things called nodes which sit in the back of stuff such as light switches. So you have the ability from the platform to do any of those things. In terms of the resident side, so we do have an app, but it does depend on the business if they want their resident to have access to it. So it's something that is there, and that would mean that if you had a resident, if they were on a night out, sake of argument, they were staying in the property, and it's normally longer stays that you'd want the resident to have the access rather than shorter. It could be actually they're on their way home, they're staying in an apartment for a month, they're coming in and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Aren't they lucky, Deborah? Because they've obviously had a great night. So they turn on their hallway lights. I'm only saying that as a mum with children. 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody having a nightmare. It's not going out. But you could then turn on a hallway light or perhaps turn your heating up because you know what? It's going to be cold when you get in. So we have the ability, but for us, it's very much client-led on what they would like the provision to be for those persons staying there.
Fantastic. So you've got the installers, you've got the brain. I don't
I'll
want to
take that. I'll
ask
take
about
that.
price. I don't want to ask about price because this is not going to be a static price. It's going to change over time. But roughly, how long before you get the return on investment? Any ideas?
Depending, so what we do is we actually have a calculator to do that. And because we're actually very focused on the all-inclusive market where we're trying to really protect the operators here, two sides to it, their ESG to make sure that they are doing what they can to reduce their carbon footprint, which is super important from where we're sitting. And also what obviously comes with that is the reduction in energy waste. So for us, in terms of even pricing, we're actually quite open about that. Generally speaking, the main hub of it is £180. Small nodes which sit behind it, about £15. And then depending on what thermostat needs to go in, that could range anything from £80 to £100. So we're actually very upfront on that. But we like to give a personalised quote. We then like to take in the actual data from our clients. We look at the occupancy levels and we look at their daily rates. So we put that in a calculator with all of our clients and go, right, this is actually the return and how quickly you will see it. Now, depending on the property, some of our clients have actually seen the payback, believe it or not, within the first 3 months. Others have maybe been 2 or 3 years, but as a rule, we will not take on a client's order if it takes more than 5 years, because to us, we're not giving them the return on investment as quickly as they would need.
And look, we did mention owners earlier, or I did mention earlier in the intro. Showing an owner that you could save 35% on your outgoings, that's a very big plus.
It's way bigger than you think, and the interesting thing, it's all the marginal gains, right? So if you look at, and I don't want to be negative about it, but again, my approach when you asked me at the beginning about how I came into this space, I actually think the word all inclusive encourages waste. I think that when we all think about our all inclusive holiday, we're thinking about loads of cocktails, a buffet that we're all going to put on half a stone in probably a day. But to me, it's the hidden agenda behind all inclusive, and that includes energy, right? And I think that you have to have an all inclusive rate, right? When you advertise on any of your platforms as a business or individual, you have to tell your guest how much it's going to cost them a night. But then for you as a business owner, how do you then actually know how much it's going to cost you if you don't know if the first guest for the week is going to keep the air conditioning running all day or perhaps the heating on 30 and go out? Or the next person's going to be really conscious. So for us, it's about safeguarding by putting some really lovely parameters in that don't affect the guest comfort, Deborah. We don't want that at all. We don't want someone sitting there freezing. But what we do want is a bit of understanding to say, look, we've benchmarked. We know what the outdoor temperature is. We know the thermostat. We know the temperature. Actually, that's pretty fine, 21 degrees. I know my husband would kill me if our house was at 21 degrees. You know, 19 is fine. So I think for us, it's saying to these owners, look, we want you to be able to protect your asset and also your business. But at the same time, the huge bit is the sustainability now. So for us, by putting in something that is completely customizable, and also you can change it, Deborah. It could be that a certain guest is paying way more, and it could be that they're from a particular country that they really feel the cold. There could be allowances within it, but for us, it's about you as a business owner making those choices, but ensuring that it's a sustainable one.
Look, I'm sure people have a lot of questions and want to know a lot more. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the link below to get in touch with Susan and Suzanne and to ask any questions, pop them in the comments below. Because, I think we could keep talking about this product. It sounds amazing. And there's so much to it. We could go right down into the nitty-gritty of it all, but we don't have 4 hours.
And I can talk for England, let's be honest, Deb.
Well, look, we've already had the experience. We could talk for a long time, but my Zoom won't allow it anymore. So I'm going to wrap it up there. But if you do have any questions for Suzanne about Resi Air, Resi Central, please do pop them in the comments below. And I will put a link, of course. Suzanne, thank you so much for your time. And yes, truly a very, very clever, great product.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Are you ready to start on your own green path journey? Why not take a look at the Green Step program? This has been tailor-made to take you step by step down the green path. You only see one step at a time, and that's all you focus on. Before you know it, you've gone down the path. And make sure to check out EnviroRental. They have a great marketplace full of products and providers to help you on your green path journey. And speaking of journey, they have a great roadmap that will help you get started and guide you along the green path. Learn more at envirorental.earth.